the Motorpoint Arena with head coach Stephen Foster. A 3-2 win. I think we're all phew after that one. It was a battle from start to finish, an absolute battle. And obviously, when you've got about five healthy bodies in the dressing room and only 14 skaters, it was always going to be a battle.
Yeah, I'm going to say, like, as performances go, and I know a lot of disagree, like, that was exceptional by our boys today. We've had to set up so early in the morning, then we're having to wait around because face-off was delayed from the time that they were going to. And probably a good half of the players in there are ill. The other half are probably ill and shouldn't have come. And well, we did have a few healthy ones, but like we had to dig deep, you know, and it was never going to be pretty when you come here because they're always a hard-working team. Give them credit for that every time they do. They can cause an upset, which they did with us early on. But we gave them a little bit too much early on. We made a few mistakes. We stood up our man for the first one. Spareman got their first goal. Second one, our first forward didn't help the D out. Or that was delayed, which caused the second goal. But then after that, I thought we had a bit of a better second period. Got back in it a bit, and then obviously the third we dug deep, and then once we started getting a little bit of a momentum there, the boys that rallied, you know, because it's very easy when you're not very well and you're playing, done it before, you just feel sorry for yourself. There's a good excuse there why things aren't going right and stuff like that. So for them to come back and get those points, like, that's important for us, because when you've had such a good game last week, such a good result last week against Blackburn last Sunday, like, you can't come away your next game and let up those points, because then that almost makes that irrelevant, that previous game. So, yeah, all credit to them. You know, the boys dug deep. Like I said, there was some... I thought Spraggs was exceptional tonight for us. He stopped lots of... He logged lots of minutes, and he also stopped, you know, the odd breakaways and that they were getting, or 2-on-1s and stuff like that, and... he was exceptional for us tonight. But like I say, I could go through, and everybody played their part for us tonight. Obviously Sam and Tom came in as well, so they managed to do a good job for us, tried to keep it simple, go and put them under a bit of pressure, which they did. After the first period, swapped Joe Walls, put him at the back, and swapped Ben over, and that seemed to help us a little bit as well. So yeah, I like I say, I'm over the moon that we've managed to get that out the bag, and you could say we're lucky, but you also, to win things, you've got to have that grit and determination, and the boys really showed that tonight.
Yeah, like you say, I think to win anything, you've got to have a tiny bit of luck on your side, and whenever that comes during the season, the Lions will probably look at themselves and think, we've hit the crossbar a couple of times tonight, we've hit the post, things didn't quite bounce their way in the end, but from our perspective, just true character, just to keep battling on and just show what we're made of. And like you say, a completely different game from last week, but in a way, it did show far more the character of the team.
Absolutely. I mean, Nottingham are always going to defend pretty well against you. You know, they got that little bit of a lead, and then they'll always have three men back, and they just try to put you under pressure at odd times here and there. And you've just got to be able to absorb that. The boys managed to do that. Yeah, maybe there's a little bit of luck in there with it as well. But we probably could have had a couple more goals. But like I say, if we had a fit squad here and a full squad, then I think it would have been a lot different story tonight.
I think we have to give a shout out to Tommy Spragg. And I know he's won the man match, and as you said, he was exceptional. But that second goal was... I hope Nottingham have got it on video and they're kind enough to show it, because that was... beautiful.
Yeah, it's got. If you actually look at the three goals we got, we had Mikey on the power play, just whizzed all the way through, made a nice move, put it in. Spraggs did exactly the same, another fantastic move, and then Wolsey just get it to the net from the point, and it goes in as well. So yeah, like, the nice goals, not the ones we used to, the tic-tacky toe, but that wasn't really there for us tonight, and we couldn't play the kind of game that we want to play tonight, because the boys were really wounded. So we had to do it. Third period, said to them, like, let's go after them now. We've got to. We're down. Boys did that, put a bit more pressure on. Defensively, we were a little bit better, and obviously it's worked well.
So we've come out of the arena with 3 points, thank goodness. All I can hear from the dressing room is coughing and spluttering. So I guess this week it's just a case of let's try and get rested up. Let's try and go hard on the night nurse and see if we can't get some more healthy bodies. We've got a really tough game coming up in Deeside next week.
Yeah, obviously that's going to be a tough game. It's trying to get the boys recouped. Some of them have been ill for a couple of weeks now, so I'm hoping that that's gone, but some of these have just started getting it as well, so hopefully they can rest up well, you know, get some good food, drink in, and just get that rest. And like I say, we go again next week, and we need to keep this rolling, because we're good enough to go the rest of the year and beat every team we know. Obviously, we finished with Blackburn as well now, so... But the likes of Deeside, everybody, we've got a target on our backs now. No game's going to be easy. Everybody wants to do the best. Everybody wants to be the ones that beat, you know, one of the top sides, whether it's just Blackburn or whoever. So we've got to be at our best, and I think that'll be the same next week.
Well, hopefully there's a few less snotty noses, a few less coughs next week, and we'll see everybody in North Wales.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you very much.